This is Northwest News from KPLU. Travelers often have to adapt their manners as they visit different countries and cultures. Shoes off in Japanese homes. Always greet a cafe worker in France before you place your order. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that there's one breach of etiquette that drives him crazy anywhere on the globe.
Matthew, once upon a time, and I know I sound a little old when I say that, but once upon a time, when you went to a tourist attraction, be it the Space Needle or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you handed your camera to somebody and you said, "Hey, please take a picture of me." We don't do that anymore, do we?
You know, unfortunately, there's been the rise of the selfie and the selfie stick. And it can be pretty obnoxious, you know, when you're standing in the heart of Prague or the heart of, you know, any city, any, you know, or how about a great piece of art like Botticelli's Birth of Venus?
Right.
And there's people literally standing 2 feet from it and with a selfie stick getting their photo taken in front of this, just trophy hunting.
Botticelli got it right the first time.
Yeah. You don't need to stick your face in those world-class pieces of art.
All right, so we all go places, we all want to document those experiences, and truly, there is nothing wrong with getting your picture taken in front of major, you know, sights to see, but there's a right way and a wrong way.
Well, I mean, you have to really look at where you're at, and where are you? Are you in a beautiful church? Are you standing in the Vatican? Are you standing at the Blue Mosque in Istanbul? I mean, selfie sticks and selfies are not acceptable here. I mean, you have to have some respect for where you're at, right?
In your mind, I know there's a big difference between a term you just used, bragging rights or trophy hunting, and taking a picture for the purposes of sharing the experience. Where's the line there? What's the difference?
You know, a lot of times these little videos, self-made videos and selfies that we're doing can be really fun and educational. It could be a way of kind of not saying, "Hey, look at me and look what I'm doing and you're not." you know, look at this beautiful place. I just wish you were here. And you know, the history of it is just amazing, and the culture and the food. I think there's a subtle way and a more of a humble way to do that. And I've seen it done in a really fun, educational way many times.
Have you? You've taken selfies, surely.
No, I'm not a selfie guy.
Really?
No, I'm not. I don't. I hate it, actually.
I'm looking skeptically.
Well,
I mean,
I think once with you on the Malecon in Cuba, Ed. But I mean, I really do steer clear, you know, from those things. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because I don't really use social media either. I'm one of those guys. I just don't.
Why are you anti-progress?
You know, I'm uncomfortable with it all. And I just think that the more we look through the world through a lens, the more we lose, you know, the experience is lost. And, you know, why can't you just observe a sunset or just be on a beach and just kick back and, you know, just and just feel it and live it. Here's a secret. Nobody cares about your photos. Nobody, Ed.
Yeah.
I mean, not even you. You're going to get back with like 400,000, you know, images of your trip to somewhere. And, you know, 90% of the time, you won't even look at them. You'll just be sitting on the plane home going, delete, 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 delete.
All right, Matthew. So how would you approach this? What's the best way in your mind?
I think what I would do is, you know, take a few of yourself wherever you want to be, you know, and of your family. But then put it away. You don't need to document every single step, you know, and every hour in your day. You know, maybe do it once or twice a day, but then just put it away. Mm. Put it away and just enjoy where you're at. Enjoy being in the moment and experiencing the place that you spent so much money to get to.
All right, Matthew Brumley.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
Oh, glad we got that one.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can listen to previous episodes of Going Places on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.